The next patient is Robert McCarrick. The last name is M-A-C-C-A-R-R-I-C-K. Number one, the patient was recently released from the hospital where he was admitted with fever and some difficulty breathing. Today, to a physical examination, we have a lot of wheezing and ronchi. The patient had a congested cough. He has been given a antibiotic therapy when released from the hospital. This patient will benefit from the administration of a bronchodilator, albuterol, was calling into the pharmacy. He is going to have a follow-up appointment with the primary on Friday. Apparently, there are some clerical problems in that office, and the patient is not happy there. Number two, this patient is seen in the office because evidence of proteinuria in the presence of CKD stage 4. I decided to put the patient on Jardiance, 10 milligrams every day, and the proteinuria went down in the hospital to 600 milligrams per gram of creatinine when we had more than 1.5 grams. The Jardiance was too expensive for him. He's a veteran, and for that reason, I am going to fax the request for Jardiance to be picked up at the VA facility. Following number, chronic kidney disease stage 4. The patient remains with a serum creatinine that is 2.4 milligrams per deciliter. And the estimated GFR is 25 mLs per minute. In other words, with the administration of Jardiance, didn't come down and has a remaining stable condition with improvement of the proteinuria. Following number, this patient has a atherosclerotic heart disease and systolic and diastolic dysfunction, which makes the clinical picture more complicated. We are going to set the dry weight in 175 pounds. Right now, the patient weighs in his scale 177 pounds. If he is above 175, he is supposed to use the furosemide 2 times a day, other ones once a day. If the patient is below 175, he is to hold the administration of diuretics. I gave a written recommendations, so he will remember what to do. Following number, the patient has rheumatoid arthritis. One of the things that we always have to keep in mind is that we are dealing with the rheumatoid lung. I think that the problem is more in the lungs than in the heart. And he has been recommended to go with the pulmonologist, period. Following number hyperlipidemia that is under control, following number arterial hypertension that is under control, following number gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic at the present time. The patient is planning to go up north for a short period of time. We are going to see him at the end of June. He was given his instructions to call the office in case of any doubts or in case they need help.